There are extroverts, and then there's Hula Rosie, the stage persona of jazz singer Dana Land, who doesn't hesitate to build an extravagant, bawdy, colorful, and altogether over-the-top performance that might remind you of Carmen Miranda, Mae West, and Bette Midler rolled into one. Her Tropical Review is coming to the Honolulu Museum of Art, and she's here in our studio. Hi, Dana. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, you brought your other persona, this creature who lives inside you, with you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, she actually lives in my closet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's probably just as well.
I gotta keep the separation, you know? Yeah. But she's been kicking and screaming lately, telling me she really needs to get out and show the world who she is and what she can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is she and what can she do?
Oh, Hula Rosie, her mission is to bring light, love, and levity to the world through comedy and entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And the way she would describe herself is she would say, well, if you take a little bit of a appeal from Carmen Miranda,
right.
Kappa Shmia from Bette Midler,
mm-hmm.
a little hop from Hilo Hattie, mm-hmm. and maybe pull the kind scat from Ella Fitzgerald, you're sort of on track at that point.
Mm-hmm. Because a singer to reach an audience sort of has to do a little bit more than sing, yeah?
I think so. You know, so she's stepping up to the cause. She loves her audience.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever she performs, engaging with her audience through sing-alongs and dance-alongs and just funny comedy is certainly part of the show.
In the world of jazz, people sometimes sort of hesitate to be funny and entertaining and, inclusive. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think there's, that risk of being too serious about one's art or craft.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I love about Hula Rosie is that she's completely free to be and do the things that she wants to do, without any sort of, social manners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she never does anything to step on anybody's toes, of course. But, she's who I would be if there was no social veneer and, that limit of being accepted,
mm-hmm.
if you will. She's okay about anything.
Audiences love to live through somebody who does the things that they wish they could do, don't you think?
Oh, sure. I think so.
That's something that we sort of want from performers, I think.
Yeah, either that or they just want to be taken away,
mm-hmm.
For an hour or two. Everybody's different, so it's hard to generalize, but certainly there are those out there. Yeah.
What sort of led you to create this person, or to let this person out of your closet would be a better way to describe it?
It was an evolutionary process. Started with my mother's opera wig that she came in to my room with and asked me if I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And it was this disheveled mat of brown curls. I said, Mom, what am I going to do with that? Oh, well, then I'll just throw it away. Well, don't do that, Mom. I'll stick it in my closet.
Uh-huh.
So a few years later, I pulled it out and put it on. And this, this beingness just started to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave me a pair of anatomically correct coconut bra that was a gift given to her by her funny girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
So I donned those, and pretty soon this accent just started coming out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been doing Hula Rosie for about 20 years, mostly up in Northern California where we were living.
Uh-huh.
I'd go to birthday parties and do roasts and toasts and pull up, birthday victims and dress them up and show them quirky hula moves and then go into Princess Papuli Has Plenty Papaya and
uh-huh.
other tunes like that.
So the whole emphasis on fun, obviously, but also emphasis on a lot of audience participation, yeah?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And just sort of bringing people into the fold. When I go out as Hula Rosie, it's interesting. I never, am the one to go up initially. I wait for people to come up to Hula Rosie. And it's those people that usually have a spirit of play about them,
mm-hmm.
who are curious and interested and want to know a little bit more about this, quirky, colorful character. And then I have there's just this natural way of bringing them in and engaging with them in a way that I don't really feel I could do as Dana. You know, so I realized I had an opportunity to just sort of, you know, engage with people in a way that I don't see done that often.
Mm-hmm. As you said, spirit of play, which there's probably a spirit of play that lives inside everyone.
Yeah.
Frequently suppressed as we get older.
Absolutely.
And why do you think we do that?
Oh, gosh.
We don't want to feel ridiculous. We don't want to be thought of as being silly or trivial.
Sure. You know, afraid of looking like a fool.
Yeah.
You know, or they did something funny and somebody put them down for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, we're all playful, most of us, as kids, you mm-hmm. know, out on the playground and, you know, ring around the rosy and just being our free selves.
Yeah.
And then through life, you know, we get sort of hammered down, suppressed. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, you better be careful about that. You know, nobody's going to take you seriously. You know, so, you know, certainly there's a time to be serious, depending on what your career is.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also important to find that child within and have some fun and go run on the beach. I still do cartwheels on the beach. I get out there. You know, it's just important, I think, to somehow look for ways to stay young and stay connected to that child within us.
When you see kids playing a game like that, their concentration is total.
Yeah.
And they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, you really reflect on that. That's a lot to lose later in life.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who find it through, you know, being creative mm-hmm. in the arts or cooking or, you know, I mean, there's many, many ways people can stay connected to that total concentration that is almost meditative,
mm-hmm.
you know, takes them away from all the other yammy yammies of life, you know, which can get to be too much. So, you know, I mean, I found music, you know, really at the age of 40. I was middle-aged. Even though I had grown up with piano lessons, I took my first voice lesson at 39, and I was performing professionally within a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought in a zillion years that would happen. You know, I just started with that first step, and I encourage others, you know, don't, you know, feel the pressure of having to find your passion. Just follow up something you're interested in. You know, maybe it's an art class. You know, doing this wine and art thing looks like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or taking a dance class or something. You never know where it's going to lead you. You never know where you're going to find that joy, you know, joy of creation.
But you're definitely not going to find that joy unless you look for it.
Yeah, you know, just start with a curiosity. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sure.
Makes sense. It'd be nice to...
Yeah, Hula Rosie's all about that.
Well, you also have to recruit like-minded people for this enterprise, don't
Indeed.
You? Not
Indeed.
Not just Cabana Boys, but Cabana Boys are a big part of it, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They are just like the cream, really, on the icing on the cake. But you're right. I mean, and I sought out musicians who I knew had that spirit of play about them. Mike Lewis, hello, on trumpet. Rocky Holmes,
mm-hmm.
you know, on woodwinds. Mark Lindberg on drums. Ian Sheridan, who's a relatively new bass player from Seattle to the island. Yay. We need more bass players. And then Ethan Capone. I mean, really, just they're all sweet, talented guys who are willing to go along this, you know, along this crazy ride with Hula Rosie.
Sounds like fun.
Well,
thanks so much,
that's
Dana.
The point. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Dana Land's Hula Rosie's Tropical Review will be performed Sunday, May 21st at 5 p.m. in the Doris Duke Theater at the Honolulu Museum of Art.
Come fly with me, come fly, let's fly away. If you could use some exotic booze as a bar in Far Bombay, come fly with me, come fly, let's